Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big breaking news today, we just joined us, is the CDC website doesn't just say that N95 masks don't protect you. It says that they push out all the air and give no protection to those around you. Meanwhile, Melinda Gates wants to deliver coronavirus vaccine based on racial groups, blacks first. That story's up on Infowars.com. And then if you criticize the vaccines, oh, you don't want to protect black people. So you see how the left, the globalist, the exterminists, just keep using black people as their cover story of everything they want to do. Let's watch that clip one more time.
And the whole reason we got involved in this vaccine was to make sure there's equitable distribution. The last thing you want is a bidding war between countries for this vaccine. You know, we know there are 60 million healthcare workers around the world who are keeping everybody safe. They deserve to get this vaccine first. And from there, you want to do tiering in various countries to make sure your most vulnerable populations get it. In our country, that would be blacks and Native Americans, people with underlying health conditions, and the elderly.
With the whole history of secret experimentation and Bill Gates saying he wants to sterilize black people, well, now they got a shot for you. He's been caught before sponsoring it in India and Africa. He's been caught. Now, Jason Edwards is a very interesting caller. Made points better than I could make them, so I thought, why not get him on as a guest? Something we want to do more and more is just get really good callers. All the callers are amazing. If their phones are good, their points are always good. I want to get them on the show so they're not just on for a minute or two, but so they really get to highlight their views on what's happening in the world. He's going to be joining us. And then G. Edward Griffin, who's been warning about this for 50 years, G. Edward Griffin is going to be on the broadcast in the third hour. And more coming up after all of that. And I haven't even scratched the surface on the other news yet. I'm going to attempt to cover it all. You know, guys, I like Governor Abbott. I like the things he's done so far. But see, faced with a UN tyranny, faced with the hysteria of this virus, he has thrown reality to the side. I know Abbott knows what's really going on. And he's decided to lock the state down. He's been very deceptive about it. So we're going to be out there protesting Governor Abbott this Sunday, south side of the Texas Capitol, starting at noon. I'll be speaking next to last. We have a pastor there, and he'll be speaking. And then we're going to march to the governor's mansion about 300 yards away. And Ellen Schroyer is doing a great job. He's kind of taking control of the organization of it. So he says at 1:30, I'm going to lead with the armored vehicle about three blocks up and then turn over to the governor's mansion. And the route and all that is there at wecan'tbreathe.news. And again, a lot of older folks who are bedrock of our broadcast are like, band.video? Yeah, there's a lot of new domain registers. So and all the .coms are taken up. So it's wecan'tbreathe.news. And we've got the footage up there where engineers are showing that it's toxic levels of carbon dioxide, and we've got the proof that they said 2.5 million would die, 2.2 million, and it was all a lie. Now, but Gates just said last hour, it's the worst it's ever been. He just said it's all America's fault, and all the major publications say the UN orders lockdown of the U.S., the UN orders quarantine of the United States, America lost, America's ashamed, America's bad, and it's all a lie. And America's got its problems, but let me tell you, what they're about to replace it with is Antichrist 100%. How the virus won. No, the virus didn't cause the world depression. The virus didn't cause hundreds of millions to start to starve to death. The hysteria and the lies about it. Virus cases at all-time high. Notice it doesn't say deaths because they're way down because the doctors now learned how they were being ordered to treat it was killing people. The doctors weren't even bad. They were just being lied to. So now that the doctors aren't killing the patients, they're not getting the numbers, and they're pissed. And now people are saying, hey, better not put on the death certificate. And out of COVID, this guy got run over by a truck. So now Fauci's scared. He knows he's committed the crimes. And let me tell you, things aren't going the way they wanted it to. But they're moving forward with their plan regardless. Bill Gates looks scared. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, a couple of us, we all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are watching history unfold. Governor Abbott, as I warned you a few days ago, has capitulated to the UN and to Texas's new governor, the California governor, Gavin Newsom. That's what this is. He's come out and said, oh, just wear masks, we can keep the state reopened. And I said, that's a UN advisory. Next, they're going to say close the bars. Then it'll be restaurants. Then it'll be shops. And now it all happened today. There's the executive order. Right here. And it says gatherings of 100 people have to get permission from local government. Oh, but the Antifa and BLM can go around and attack everybody by the thousands. They're angels. Now they're talking about canceling the election again. Abbott is bowing to this because of, quote, record cases, not deaths. The deaths are way down. As they test everyone, we now learn, as Gateway Pundit documents, we were right. CDC now estimates 22 million Americans infected with the China coronavirus, making U.S. mortality rate 0.6, confirming our estimates from March. Such an important story from GatewayPundit.com. But let's shift gears to our guest. I really want to start 3 or 4 times a week when we have really interesting callers that call in, having them as a guest, seeing if they'll hook up with us on Skype. A lot of folks are scared to do it, but Jason Edwards is not. Jason Lamar Edwards, a.k.a. J.L. Edwards, is a 2012 graduate, Full Sail University in entertainment business. He worked in Las Vegas for UFC, Pawn Stars, various productions, and gave it all up. We saw the evil underbelly of the industry. Now he is a Christian broadcasting, trying to share and explore the love of the Creator with others. And he's on YouTube, Informal Warfare, and Subscribestar Informal Warfare on Twitter at coldcashgov. And he joins us right now. We appreciate his courage and what he has to share with us. Jason, thanks for coming on. You got the floor for the next 20 minutes or so.
Well, I thank you very much, and God bless you, the crew, and all the listeners and supporters. I would just have to say that right now what we need to understand is it's not the mainstream media that's in control, but God is doing a new thing. And I believe, that... Excuse me, I apologize.
Hey, that's part of getting listeners on Skype. We've never done this before. You're kicking ass, man.
Media. And once we start to introduce God into this media, it will be okay. Sorry about that. That is crazy.
Hey, it's great to get listeners on. This is going to be a train wreck, man. It's awesome. Keep going.
Broadcast. Nevertheless, I would like to thank you guys, because if we could break down this ideology of the people that are in control are forced, how should I say, in control by the lie. And we know as a spiritual being or spiritual beings that the devil is the father of all lies. Now, I understand that a lot of people do not believe in God, and a lot of people don't, acknowledge a creator. But I had a strange past to where I was kind of forced to believe in God. And you know how people say they sell their soul to the devil. Well, I made an agreement with the creator, and thank God that he's real. That's all I have to say about that.
Absolutely. Well, you were on the air about 2 minutes yesterday, and you laid out more truth than I've done in a week. And I'm not just saying that. It's true. So lay it on us right now. What's really going on?
Well, It's amazing, and it just shows the unity of the spirit, how the spirit is one. When you were speaking about Melinda Gates, and I had no idea that you was going to be speaking about that. Didn't even really catch them on TV. But what a lot of people do not know about Melinda Gates is that she's part of the Order of the British Empire, and she's the Dame Commander. And so when we look back at history, especially this history of America, we have to remember, why is it that America exists? Well, we was trying to get our freedom from the great British crown. So it's a kind of a mockery and a slap in the face that we're fighting the crown virus. But yet what God has allowed me to see is that we've been fighting this virus for longer than you and I've been alive, longer than our grandfather's been alive, because the world is controlled by control freaks. And what's happening now is God is coming into the universe, and these control freaks are feeling it. So we're seeing that the Bible is not a myth. It's basic instructions before leaving Earth. So if we get that in our spirit, these people are having a tantrum, and basically they know the coming more than most Christians know the coming is upon its way. So in other words, it's the same crown virus. When you look at China and the history of the Opium Wars, or the first invasion of 1812 with America War, we was breaking from the crown. But what was that freedom for? Religious freedom. Now they're telling me I can't go to church. Now they're telling me I can't gather within 100 people. Well, it's the power of prayer. And when people are in the same unity and the same spirit and mind frame, we can do anything.
That's right. They're worried about that chain reaction. Everybody's syncing up.
Period. But here's the deal. This is where they miscalculated. It's already happening. The Bible says that in the last days, God will pour out his spirit amongst all flesh. So that's no matter if you're gay, if you're Jewish, Greek, whatever. It doesn't matter what you are. If you're Muslim, if you're Christian, God's spirit is already on you. But how would you know unless a preacher is sent? How, like you said yesterday, the resurrection is supposed to take place in your heart, but we don't even believe that Jesus died for our sins, let alone rose from the dead. So they already got us against the grain, and we're always fighting against truth and lies. Like you say, you exaggerate the lies so big, we don't understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I don't mean to preach Jesus, Yahweh,
Yeshua.
No,
they can't stand it. And it's absolutely true. And it is instructions before leaving the planet Earth. And they know there's a huge awakening. Let me tell you, everywhere I go, people are talking about the New World Order, the Satanists, the pedophilia. It's explosive. I agree. They're losing. That's why they're launching all this. And even though it's blown up in their face, they're still going forward. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think they know their end. See, if you believe the Bible and you believe it to be true, then let's say the grave was conquered. Death was conquered. But when you read Revelations, it says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. See, hell in my world is a life without God. So there's a lot of people that's living in hell because they don't even want to acknowledge that they have been created, let alone acknowledge that they're the child of the Creator. Now, these are just like Dr. Baggage. Oh, he's such a great change.
They don't want us to take on our birthright and our title.
And that's it. It's a title. So they've manipulated this whole system by way of title, contract, agreement, consent. But we are divine authority. But if you don't know that, then you'll never get that. So their whole goal is to keep you from your divine authority that has been given to you. You didn't do anything for it. But if they can confuse you, they can manipulate you. They could tell you, hey, there's so many genders, but then tell you, oh, you don't believe the science. Well, I'm a plumber by trade, or I was a plumber by trade, installation. So we built schools and hospitals. And it's just not that. But everything works with male and female. You have to have, you know, a coupler. In other words,
you see in the universe everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. And it's the function of the universe. So in the beginning, God created, you know, the heavens and the earth. But he said, let us make man after our own image, after our likeness. Let us create them. Male.
And think how
and
heavy
female.
That is. And now we build all this super incredible stuff. And they tell us, oh, we're bad. But the creation's about to take over. It's totally backwards.
Mr. Jones, you got a business? You didn't build that. Are you serious? You're right. Mr. Jones didn't, but it's God's stream media. The Creator has used you to create something that will uplift the world out of this torment, out of this torture, and truthfully deliver them from the lie. What's the lie? The lie is that you're not, okay, I'm going to go big. The lie is that you're not God in the flesh. You're like, whoa, that's deep. Well, pinch yourself. Is that flesh? Well, God is love, and love lives inside of you. So you can love your mom, you can love your dad, you can love your kids, but the love that God has for you is so much that says, I don't want you to perish. I don't want anyone to perish. So yet while we were dead in our sins, Christ died so that we could live. But if we can't understand what love is, meaning that God is love, and we don't allow that love to live inside of our heart, meaning God living inside of our heart, people say, I've never seen God. Well, go to the mirror and say, I love you. Say, I love you, whatever your name is.
Well, you're absolutely right that God has created us in the image of God as little g, so that we can experience and have communion with God if we choose that free will to be with God. But instead, people choose to not be with God, and you see what they turn into. They literally, the lights turn off in their eyes, and they turn into demons because that's what they've chosen to marry. Just like the Bible says, Christ is the groom, and we are the bride. Do we choose that? Well, people don't choose that, so they marry the devil. And that is a sexual relationship as well. That's why the Illuminati's all into sex and sex magic and the rest of it, is because, folks, that's what they're doing. And then they're raping the children to ruin their future and hope they marry Satan and not Christ, which is totally...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Another big Facebook whistleblower has gone public about how the whole game's rigged. Facebook's been responding. She's coming up next segment. But G. Edward Griffin is going to be on in the third hour, Living Legend. Jason Edwards was a caller yesterday. I thought he was really informative. I thought we'd have him on for a few segments. But look at these headlines. Bars must close at noon today. Restaurants reduced to 50%. Outdoor gatherings limited. They never even opened Texas back up again. I told you before they closed it that they would lock it down, then say they opened it, and then close it again. It's all a UN plan. But again, Trump has signed an executive order that you can't block religious gatherings. Well, that's what our event is. It'll be a prayer meeting and more. But regardless, the First Amendment trumps all this garbage. Very, very shameful. Again, record fraud going on with COVID-19. Fake testing, fake results, record low deaths. Deaths are way down because people figured out how they're killing people. But the testing's way up, so the numbers are way up. And the UN has announced a quarantine over America. All right, going back to Jason Edwards, a listener, making some great points about the spiritual battle. That's the key. Separately, what do you expect the globalists to do next, though?
Well, they're already going for broke. And how should I say it? As you say, when they make the lie this big, I want to bring to remembrance of the people. Maybe some people don't. But before all of this COVID stuff made it over this way, we know about the Wuhan games in China, the military games in China. But remember, do you recall all of the footage of people falling out, bleeding out of everywhere? Well,
yes.
The unfortunate aspect of that is, everybody has a camera on their phone now. I haven't seen one American fall over out bleeding. So the lie is so big, now they're locking it down thinking, but we're still trapped in the mind frame of the visions that we saw in early January while Nancy Pelosi and everybody's walking out talking about get out for the Chinese New Year. So it makes me wonder, the next move is going to be this. If we keep submitting, get your head ready for the guillotine. It's really that simple.
Well, that's right. I mean, the UN is now saying America's bad and saying that no one should be allowed to leave the United States, and countries are then following the order and saying you can't leave the U.S. This is world government. It's here.
It is here upon us. And not only that, if you go back, because I went and watched the whole 2.5 hours of the Wuhan military games introduction. So they had a big, elaborate it was majestic. I'll just be honest. It looked really good as far as production value. But where they're telling the story of what they're going to do, and all of a sudden in the middle of the film or the middle of the production, you have these UN troops come out. And basically they're doing all these military drills and stuff. But all of them looked Chinese. Let's just be honest. And then the color changed and the UN went from blue to red. And then you had the Great Wall of China. So like you said, this is a UN invasion. And the next
move is the UN as the communist takeover spearhead.
Period. And they've already said this century is the Chinese century. But if we go back historically, people fail to realize that it's the British crown that created those five ports, Hong Kong, Shanghai. I want to say Wuhan back in 1839, the first opium war.
Yes, it's all British Empire stuff.
all British Empire stuff, and we're sitting back thinking that this is the Chinese doing this. That, no, these families are illuminated, and they've been in control for a long time, but it's so small of a circle that we can literally have them rounded up within the snap of the finger. And ultimately, I believe that's what Trump is doing, but he can't tell everybody what he's doing, but more so, it's what God is doing.
Well, we need to pull up State Department Memorandum 7277, where they openly said that the UN will disarm our police using uprisings, and then the UN will be the only ones with guns. That's it.
So exactly, they are following a model, and thank God that they tell us beforehand. What's messed up, as I learned as a kid, if they want to hide something from people, let alone black people, put it in a book. So they'll write about their stuff all day long, and they make little jokes like, "Hey, check out minute such and such in this movie," and it'd be their whole little script for their little inner circle, but it's oblivious to us.
Like they're programming your subconscious. What do you make of Bill Gates and his wife say they got a special shot for black people?
Well, if how should I say it? Educated blacks know about Tuskegee experiment. They know about Bill Gates killing Africans. They know about all of this stuff, but the media, the mainstream media, has convinced us that these things don't exist. Look how they parade these clowns out here. Like, come on, are you guys serious? I know history, and his story says you're foul, you're crooked, and you worship the devil. I know I don't want to get too spiritual on this thing, but these people are literally walking dead, and if you think you're going to inject my family, which is, and it's not even a black or white thing. We're so far past that's why they're trying to bring us back to that. They feel it. And I just want to pass this on before I get out of time. But I feel that the Lord has called me to tell you this, to everybody, all the listeners. The key to life is really simple. Choose you this day who you will serve. I didn't understand it. I used to be a non-believer. I used to have a grudge with the judge. Basically, you could say, if God did exist, I wanted God to stay on the side of the fence. I didn't want no parts of that. So I've been to that dark side, and I work for the dark side. So I don't want to say that braggingly like I did it on purpose, but I say I was delivered, and deliverance is out there. But for those,
but was it part of you getting to see the other side that went, "Whoa, God's real," because you saw the devil?
Well, I was a gangbanger back in the day, like before I turned 17, and an event happened where I cried out to God, or else I would have spent the rest of my life in prison. And I said, "God, but if you're real, show me you, and I want to learn from you, not no church, not no anything else."
And that's what God wants. Don't cry to the preacher, cry to God. God wants that.
He wants it so bad. It's a relationship. It's not religion, man. You know, and he'll meet you where you're at. To every man, he's given a measure of faith. And I don't mean man, woman thing. But here's the power. To know that you're a child of the Most High, Almighty Creator, if they could get you to not know that at birth, let alone not get you to be born, but even more so.
They steal all that power.
Period. And they want to come and say, "Wear the mask." Well, I'm the image and the likeness of the Most High, Almighty Creator. God has said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked." So if you do this to me, then you're trying to take away the image of the Most High, Almighty Creator. But that's in you. That's why the most important scripture outside of love thy God is love thy neighbor.
You're right. It's all a ritual. It's like covering up Winston Churchill or any of this. They're teaching us that you're bad. You're dirty. We got to cover you up.
And that's it. And so here's it's such a mockery, you know what I mean? And I just pray to God and that we all come together, because like I say, forget mainstream media. I would like for you to introduce this Godstream media, because once we let God flow through that stream that's out there, these people know they lost. See, we're not fighting for the victory. We're fighting from a place of victory.
Well, you just said it. It's spiritual. It's like electricity. We have to open the channel, and the enemy knows that, and they can't take over if those channels are still open, and they're trying to shut the channels down.
Exactly, and it's so sad to be in church. I'm just going to be straight up. And I see people with masks on. I'm like, okay, I understand you got to meet everybody else at their faith, but the Lord came to heal and give sight to the blind. So if he wasn't scared to touch the lepers, man, I'm going to tell you, if you feel you got coronavirus, man, come to me. I'll pray for you. I stand in the gap right now in the name of the Most High, Almighty Creator.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Jason Edwards, Informal Warfare on YouTube and on Twitter. Thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again, and God bless you. All right. We have the next whistleblower coming on.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original mega flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our bestsellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars High Protein Bar.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new DE specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Project Veritas video. It's up on Project Veritas. It's also on InfoWars.com. Another big whistleblower, Brian Hartwig. We're going to play some of that exclusive video here in the next segment, and I can go over his amazing bio. It's on ProjectVeritas.com/brave. But I just think it's better for you to hear from him exactly in his own words instead of me reading his quotes. I was seeing them interfering on a global level in elections. I saw blatant I mean, he just lays it all out. So I'm going to let him go over it all with us right now and tell us about what he saw, why he did it, and where he thinks this is all going. So thank you so much for coming on with us, Mr. Hartwig. And you're at GoFundMe.com/Facebook Insider. You've obviously sacrificed your job and a lot more to do this, so people should support what you're doing, because this is one of the most important things we can do to stop this AI big tech takeover. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alex. It's really exciting to be on your show. But yeah, as you said, just blatant biases. I mean, I was there for 2 years. I started working as a content moderator in March of 2018. And just over a 2-year period, I was deleting posts, videos, groups, pages. I was monitoring the 2018 Mexican presidential election, because I got hired on to doing bilingual content in Latin America as well. So yeah, blatant bias. Like I have some examples for you as well. We can get into that more. But yeah, it truly is groundbreaking. It sheds light on something that it's been bothering me for a long time. So
well, I was watching this morning, and then I came in and was presently surprised that you were a guest, and it was taking my breath away. Just how blatant their lies are to Congress, to Trump, and then you're another major whistleblower, probably the biggest yet, that's involved globally watching them manipulate elections while they say, oh, we're not even involved in that, when it looks like that's their main business.
Yeah. Alex, I'll let you know, I had access to training decks, and I documented that. I had access to training decks for elections, election training decks that were Facebook property, where they gave instructions to content moderators throughout the world. So Poland, Spain, so they targeted the Vox party in Spain. They targeted the Polish Independence Day and labeled things as hate that are not hateful. And, of course, the notorious the hate figures list. And when they banned you, it was an emergency update. They labeled it as an emergency update. So banning InfoWars is an emergency for Facebook.
And, of course, what was listed there was that I said Biden must have had another stroke.
Right.
That was my second banning, where he said, you cannot even say nice things about him. You can only say negative things about Alex Jones or InfoWars because he says that Biden can't talk. Well, now we see how that was obvious.
Right.
So, again, this is so groundbreaking, so bombshell, I have trouble even processing it. Again, just keep expanding on what you witnessed. And again, you have undercover video of this.
Yeah. So, you know, the things in the video that came out and kudos to Project Veritas. They were very helpful. You know, it's okay to attack the white guy. The white guy is can be attacked. So I have some notes here. But yeah, basically, in the video, you see it's okay to attack straight white males as filth and call them filth. In the context of them not supporting LGBT. So that's something that's really big in the video. There was a post I saw on May 30th of 2018, guidance from the client that was basically saying, hey, this is 2 years ago, this job contains a news post regarding Ronald Reagan's shooter being released from prison. And the reply implies that he needs to shoot President Trump. But the post is not explicit enough and should be ignored. So ignore the post that's implying that, you know, Ronald Reagan's shooter should get out and kill Trump. So ignore that. And then, you know, it's okay to compare Trump supporters to KKK members. There's a meme comparing KKK to Trump supporters. There's multiple examples. And the video on Tuesday from my colleague Zach, and also from Thursday, you know, it's very obvious that the policy, you know, Facebook can claim that they're neutral. They're not. They had to be a little more careful in how they worded things and in their guidance to us since the civic audit that was done on them. So starting in 2019, they started to be a little more careful. Here's another post from August. You know, there's notes from the documentation I had. August 1st, 2019, reminder, civic insights request. With the Democratic debate the last 2 days, Facebook urgently needs visibility into any content that is coming through related to the debates. So, they want to know what's going on. I mean, we can talk about Eric Ciamarillo. We can talk about
This guy is not covered under the whistleblower law. After he's public, right. The media can say the whistleblower is. They always do. But the concerted effort to block anyone talking about him, because then it turned out he was a fraud, so they didn't want him to face any scrutiny. But what's crazy is they first demonize the white male, and then once everybody bullies that, now they can move on to something else. They're just setting a precedent. From my research and hiring SJWs, because they've already been pre-programmed in colleges to go after white males, but once they've been taught to bully, they can be turned against any enemy, and this was being done in countries all over the world where Facebook's real job is controlling the planet.
Right. And so, you know, you see that down the global scale. And the Eric Ciamarella, so I was personally involved in raising that content up. So it was trending, and I talked to my local manager about it. And I said, hey, like, what, this is trending. What should we do about it? And so he looked at the policy and he made the decision autonomously, independent from Facebook, for 6 hours to delete it under the privacy policy of Facebook, which would protect undercover law enforcement officers. So they are implying, or they're basically stating that he's a law enforcement officer, which is not true, obviously. And so after the 6 hours, we got the guidance from Facebook, and Facebook said, hey, just continue to delete it, even if, and they changed, they said to delete it under coordinating harm other. So just a generic part of the policy that deals with election fraud interference. So there's no policy rationale that would support the decision to delete those posts. And even the mention of him, if you just posted Eric Ciamarella, it would be a delete. Or a photo of him saying he's the whistleblower. But it's funny because we posted people were confusing him with Alex Soros, right? So there's a picture of Alex Soros next to Nancy Pelosi, and that's not Eric Ciamarella, that's Alex Soros. So I asked my colleague about that, or my manager, hey, are we still deleting this? This is not Eric Ciamarella, this is Alex Soros. And you know what he said? He said, still delete it. So, yeah, it's...
So it's working directly with the deep state. And now Facebook came out, as you know, today, talking about the last whistleblower a few days ago, who came on the show, Zach, and they're saying, oh, these are just mistrained people. This is all just an accident. None of this is real. They're all just misguided. But you're getting the official directives from on high, and so this is more lying.
Yeah, and some of the decisions that bothered me the most were, allowing white trash. So in the past, white trash was a delete because it's clearly identifying a protected characteristic, white and trash. Now, I know there's some... It's a colloquialism, and you.
No. Conservatives are tough. We don't care if it happens, but according to the rules, you should be deleting.
Right. So they changed the rules. So they said we're going to make an exception, and we're going to delete. White, or we're going to allow that. We're going to allow white trash. Yeah, according to the rules, it should be delete. We're going to say, hey, allow white trash.
That's right. So you can't say white lives matter too. You can't, but you can say white trash.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Well, when we come back, I want to play a few minutes from your undercover report. But what do you think Congress is going to do now? This just proves that Facebook is systematically lying.
Yeah, I think their action needs to be taken. Hopefully they can send a criminal referral to the DOJ to Facebook, because clearly Zuckerberg's testimony conflicts with the evidence that's coming out.
That's right. If Roger Stone reports to jail in 6 days for lying to Congress, which he didn't do, well then, Clapper, Brennan... Sundar Pichai of Google, Zuckerberg of Facebook, they all deserve to spend a long prison sentence. I'm just saying. We'll be right back with the latest big whistleblower, Ryan Hartwig. Find him at GoFundMe.com/Facebook Insider. You need to encourage these whistleblowers.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Republic, or you're against it. You're either for truth or you're for tyranny. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live June 26th Friday transmission. We have a major, one of the biggest yet, whistleblowers from Big Tech joining us, Ryan Hartwood. We'll go back to him in a moment. Let me just throw this out there. I want to stay in the game against the globalists because there's really only a few shows on Fox News and then my show and a few other outfits that understand what's going on and call it for what it is. Everybody else is like, well, is Trump bad that coronavirus is out of control? Is the UN right that we're bad? The UN ran the whole thing. It's exaggerated numbers. They're using people that died of other things in the COVID column. They said 2.2 million, 2.5 million would be dead by now. They're the liars. They're doing it to shut down the economy. But there's no one out there going, wow, we're under UN control, other than the president and us. So that's why, listeners, it's so precious when you tell people about the show or share links or articles on a daily basis. That's how we get past the censors, and it's working. Separately, when you fund our operation, We're here to have all these whistleblowers on and all these guests to magnify what great folks at Project Veritas are doing. And we sell great books and films and water filtration, air filtration, high-quality, affordable food that everybody needs in crazy times like this. And we're right in the middle of the yearly big sale, July 4th super sale. And we've got right now 50% off our ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies, back in stock for months, being sold out, Bodies, back in stock. It's so good for you. Such a great formula. People love it. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10, so good for your cells, your whole body, that everybody needs, not just during these times, but around the clock. This is 360. Win DNA Force Plus 50% off. Oh, by the way, free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. I forgot that part. Winter Sun, high-quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue with vitamin K to boost it. Super high-quality, something we always need. Sold out for months. Finally back in stock. Sold out for a while. Ultra 12, super high-quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue. Sold out for months. Finally back in stock. Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine Spray, 33% off. And storable food is available again and ready to ship out to you. High-quality. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to a few-minute clip from Project Veritas. The full thing is, again, at projectveritas.com/brave, of this gentleman and the information that Ryan Hartwig got. Ryan, for a minute or two, and then get to your other points, then you got other points that are in this, describe what people are about to see.
Yeah. So, you know, you're going to see just there's a segment there with the conversation between me and my HR manager. There's also, you know, there's a guy named Israel Amparan, a coworker, who's just talking about how Trump supporters are effing rednecks. And there's also Cassie Simo, who you know, is openly talks about wanting to kill President Trump. Basically, she wants to accept the bounty. She wants to get the $80 million from Iran, and she wants to, yeah, that.
So this just shows the terrorist style culture. Let me just add this. In Japan and in ancient China and in ancient Europe, the royalty was super light-skinned because they didn't go out in the fields. You know, Schwarzenegger means black, and that was seen as low class if your skin was dark. Well, I like having a tan, and I got a redneck. I got a brown neck. The point is, this is insulting someone for having dark skin. You couldn't have a more racist thing against workers and against average. The term redneck doesn't bother me if racist anti-whites want to use it, but it's mainly white elitist. They go, oh, that's a redneck because it's a white dude wearing a cap because he works in the sun and his neck's brown. How elitist and sick is that to then have the left that claims they're battling racism and stereotypes to demonize white men that work outside for telephone companies or in the fields or as police officers? Well, I mean, this is really insulting.
Yeah. 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 And it's targeting the white people and it's targeting conservatives. I mean, in the video, you also see. I shared a link to a coworker. I mean, we have the most random conversations at work. We're sitting there watching pornography, graphic violence. So it's a very open, you know, open work environment. So I shared a link to a protest I attended in 2015. This is after Charlie Hebdo, 4 months after Charlie Hebdo. I'm holding a sign. I'm on the cover of LA Times. I'm holding a sign with cartoons drawn by Charlie Hebdo cartoonists. All I did was share the link, and they said that was advocating violence, and then they backpedaled. And that's the meeting that I had with HR. So, yeah, they're targeting white males. They're targeting conservatives. That's their playbook.
And the argument is you're an elitist, so you don't deserve speech. We're going to limit your freedom to even things out when the 9 richest groups in the top 20, according to race, are Asians in the United States. The idea that white people on average are the rich people. Yeah, the billionaires are a bunch of white people, but it's not the average. You average it out. White people are not this big, rich, elitist group. It's like, remember whenever Bernie Sanders said, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. What the hell is he talking? I mean, it's just literally teaching racism. Here's the report.
Why did you decide to come to Project Veritas?
We're deleting or actioning 300 posts a day. And so if you magnify that by however many content moderators there are on a global scale, that's a lot of stuff that's getting taken down. So I saw some discrepancies. I saw some evidence of bias.
We bring the game to it to work on the left side.
Yes.
The left.
How?
Yeah, how? Freedom of speech is the main one.
That's what you said. Facebook favors the left.
They do. 100%.
Oh, we work with a lot of liberals.
Yeah.
I would go in there with a MAGA shirt or a MAGA hat, I'd get my ass beat.
They were able to fire him without having to worry about discrimination.
Due diligence, but, right, right. No, yes, no, well, because it's a white man.
Yeah,
white man, so no problem. He can't do it that easily if there are other issues.
Oh, it's easier when they're...
White men.
Okay.
No one has the white man's back anymore.
You're saying because he's a white male, there's more
that
leverage.
If he chose to sue the company, that most attorneys would just laugh.
Hit pause right here. Back it up. So you're seeing literal elitism, a white woman appointed by a big evil megacorporation that helps China suppress her people, and she's up there like she's part of a royal class because she's a white woman. I mean, this is like beyond racism. It's a classism being brought in by the left. Can you comment on this? You're the guy that shot the undercover video, so kudos.
Yeah, thank you. So that's one of the two HR women in the video. That particular one I didn't film, but yeah, that was one of the other undercover journalists with Project Veritas. Yeah, that's exactly what I felt like what happened to me when I spoke to HR. You know, that and she also worked for Facebook, and my HR person worked for Cognizant. But you know, yeah, it's the white man.
Okay, you're a major contractor for Facebook, just to be technically clear, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, I was working for Cognizant as a contractor for Facebook. Yeah, but the interesting thing is, so when I shared that link to the LA Times article at the Freedom of Speech rally outside of the mosque in Phoenix. When I shared that link, I was using Facebook tools. So when my coworker reported it to HR, it had to go – it went all the way to the top. But Cognizant had asked permission from Facebook to access those messages, like little chat messages, using the Facebook tool. So, you know, some of Facebook may have been involved in that decision to punish me for sharing a link to a Freedom of Speech rally.
Well, let's continue with these clips. Here it is.
To fire him without – having to worry about discrimination.
Due diligence, but, right, right. No, because he's a white man.
Yeah,
white man, so no problem. He can't do it that easily if there are other issues.
Oh, it's easier when they're...
White men.
Okay.
No one has the white man's back anymore.
You're saying because he's a white male, there's more
that
leverage.
If he chose to sue the company... most attorneys would just laugh.
Talk to me about what we're looking at here.
Basically, it's okay to call straight white males Phil if in the context of for not supporting the LGBT.
Hate speech is allowed if it's, quote, intended to raise awareness for pride LGBTQ. So hate speech is allowed in some cases, but apparently not others?
Correct.
And we have some tape of people saying that you were targeted because you're a white male.
He applied for two jobs that he should have got.
But he didn't get them? Ryan applied for two jobs. He did not get them because he's white and conservative?
So I spent quite a bit of time looking at pictures of hate organizations, Hitler, Nazis, MAGA, you know, Proud Boys, all that stuff all day long.
So yeah, he groups together hate organizations, Hitler, Nazis, MAGA. So that's kind of how the moderators are conditioned to think. So the policy is called Dangerous Individuals and Organizations. So in that same list, there's also terrorists.
Well, I'm assuming you had a confidentiality agreement with Facebook's Cognizant. Are you worried?
Yeah, so I mean, I signed the confidentiality agreement with Cognizant. But at that point, I was seeing them interfering on a global level in elections.
But yeah, we've been getting a lot of content about it. I had like at least 10 jobs today.
A bunch of shit. Rednecks threatening civil war today.
Trump supporters are crazy as a
Yeah,
but you have to catch me rioting over the. It's like impeachment. That's
the right wingers are going to riot, but who's really rioting and who's boosting the rioting? We'll be right back with a little bit more time with the whistleblower. And then G. Edward Griffin, the creature from Jekyll Island author, is going to knock it out of the park. Stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.